Only three men have won three of golf's major tournaments by the age of 25. Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and Rory McIlroy. McIlroy's impressive performance at the British Open last weekend landed him in that esteemed group. Tiger Woods' dismal showing at the same tournament reminded ESPN's Pharrell Evans that Tiger is not the golfer he once was. Pharrell, thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's good to be with you.
You point out that McIlroy and Woods used the same red Nike driver last weekend. Nice visual detail. Did their games have anything else in common?
Not much. Rory McIlroy hit his driver for 4 days masterfully. You know, was able to just chew that course up. Meanwhile, Tiger is struggling to find a fairway. And when he did find a fairway, he was hitting 5 and 6 irons. And, you know, oftentimes Rory was hitting 8 and 9 irons. Mm. And that's not a game that you're going to win.
Jack Nicklaus was in his 60s by the time Tiger Woods came to prominence, so their rivalry was pretty much limited to the record books. But Woods and McIlroy could cross paths, and you seem to be hoping that they will, in fact, become rivals. Why is that?
Well, I think that's the hope of the game. I mean, right now, you know, the game of golf is struggling. Rounds of golf are down. Dick's Sporting Goods just laid off PGA professionals because they can't move product in their stores. So Tiger has the ability to galvanize interest in a way that no one does.
It's been more than 6 years since Tiger Woods has won a major, and he is at risk for ending the year without a top 10 finish in a major for the first time in his career. Does it seem likely to you that he will recover his game well enough to challenge McIlroy?
You know, I want to say yes, but Tiger will be 39 in December. With his injuries and his swing seems to be in flux, he cannot hit the driver in the fairway. You know, it's going to be very, very tough. I mean, the game is as deep as it's ever been. So I'm not sure Tiger at his best is going to be able to beat Rory McIlroy or even some of the other players.
The game of golf is suffering a well-publicized decline, as you have mentioned. Would a Woods-McIlroy rivalry, should it actually manifest itself, be something that would bring fans back in large numbers to the game?
I think you will have great buzz around a rivalry with those two guys, but I don't know if that's going to mean that we're going to have more people buying more golf equipment and playing more rounds of golf. So I think in the short term, I think it's great for TV ratings and people talking about the game, but I don't know if that's going to bring more people actually to the game.
Pharrell Evans covers golf for ESPN.com. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.